भगवद्गीता 7.18 उदारः सर्व एवैते ज्ञानित्वात्मैवमे मतम् आस्थितः स हि युक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम् उदारः इज मैग्नानिमस चैरिटेबल दिस वर्स इज Continuing Krishna's description of the four kinds of people who surrender, who approach to him and start rendering bhakti. Udaraha sarva evaite. So all of them are magnanimous, all of them are great souls, all of them are charitable. Ramacharya in his commentary explains that how is it that the Lord, who is normally considered udara, it is he who is charitable, it is he who is merciful. So how is it that the Lord is saying that the conditions, the souls who are just beginning to practice bhakti, who are not even, most of them except for the jnani, they are not even very serious fixed devotees. So how is it that they are being called udara? It is because Krishna is so hungry for devotion that he feels without devotion I'm starving. So Krishna feels grateful to any soul who offers bhakti to him, no matter what the reason that soul may be offering bhakti. Even that soul is not offering because of love, but because of self-centered concerns, still the soul, Krishna appreciates, at least the soul is coming to me and is offering a devotion to me. So Krishna, being hungry for devotion, being thirsty for devotion, feels grateful to that soul because love is... Krishna is the supreme controller and he controls everything except one thing, and that is our heart. And that's why he considers that if we offer our heart's devotion to him, then we are offering him something that he cannot get otherwise. He cannot control the heart. And that's why he feels immensely grateful to that soul who offers him bhakti. And thus, Krishna, feeling grateful, calls your devotee as charitable. Just as when we receive some gift from someone which we have no means to give, which we have no means to get otherwise, and which we very much want, then we feel grateful to that person. And we consider, oh, how charitable you are. So like that, Krishna is saying, udarah sarva evaite, that, oh, all these souls who are sukruti, who are pious, that they've come to me and they are bhajante maam, chaturvidha bhajante maam, they are practicing bhakti unto me. Udarah sarva evaite, they're all wonderful devotees. They're all such charitable souls because they're offering that which I'm longing for and that which I cannot get otherwise, that is the love of their heart. So, by this usage and by this explanation of this usage, we can understand, we can get an endearing glimpse into the heart of Krishna and thus feel our own heart attracted to that wonderful divine heart. Jnanitvātmaiva me matam. So Krishna is doing a balancing act here. Now first he listed all the four categories of people in the same breath, in the same vein, without specifying anyone as special in 16th verse. Then he said that, oh, among them the jnani is special, very special. And then now in the 18th text, Krishna says, oh, but all of them are great souls, all of them are magnanimous. And then again he says, yeah, but all of them are magnanimous, still among them also the Jnani is special. Jnanitva atmaiva me matam. This is a very intimate level of connectedness. Krishna is saying that the Jnani is like my own self. Jnanitva atmaiva me matam. The Jnani is like my own self. And Vishwanath Chakrathakur explains, quotes here in the Bhagavad Gita, in his Bhagavad Gita commentary, that actually the Supreme Lord, that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that my pure devotees are more dear to me than my own very self. And thus, that level is higher than this level. So, Jnanis are, Krishna says, they are as good as myself, and the Bhaktas, the pure devotees, are more dear to me than my very self. Asthita sahi yuktatma. Asthita. So, the astha is faith. Asthita is situated at one place by one's faith. Asthita sahi yuktatma. Which a person is engaged in yoga, is connected with me by the astha of the heart. Asthita sahi yuktatma. Maam evanuttamam gatim. Understanding me to be the anuttamagati. Eva, certainly uttama. Uttama is that which is beyond the darkness of tama. Transcendental, we could say. Anuttama is actually the topmost great. Is transcendental. Maam evanuttamam gatim nai. So the yogi is situated in me, and yogi aspires to come closer to me, making me, not the yogi here, the jnani. The jnani wants to come to me, making me making me the topmost goal. Evanuttamam gatim. So thus, Krishna underscores the point that the yogi, the topmost, that the jnani is very dear to him. And Krishna conveys to us the sweetness that reigns, the sweetness of love that reigns supreme in his heart, and that makes him speak such heartwarming, endearing, heart-melting expressions of love, wherein he calls even the self-centered devotees, even the immature devotees, the not yet pure devotees, even them he calls as magnanimous and the topmost devotee, and those who are on the path to the topmost devotion, those who are seriously practicing bhakti, the jnanis, as equivalent to my own self. So for us, the pure devotion may be far away, but by hearing how Krishna is so loving towards his devotees, we can aspire at the very least to aspire for pure devotion. Now, why should we deprive ourselves of the endearing world of love that Krishna is revealing through these words? So we can enter into Krishna's circle of love by trying to serve him and love him to the best of our capacity. And thus, one day we will also delight in endless, eternal, ecstatic, pure love for Krishna. Thank you.